wind turbines loom over this rugged chunk of Galicia, stretching over bare hills as far as the eye can see. This is the Faladora wind farm, where 145 slim, long-legged machines are churning away on a chilly February morning. Engineer Daniel Pinheiro clambers into the trunk of one of the hulking turbines to show a visitor the bowels of the machine, a 21st century version of an old-fashioned windmill.
La máquina es una 46.
Mr. Pinheiro says each wind turbine can produce about 66 kilowatts of power an hour, generating enough energy for 60,000 families. But the Faladora wind farm represents only a fraction of Galicia's wind energy output. During the past decade, wind energy has developed into a thriving business, generating not only electricity, but also jobs and income in this rural region of fishermen and farmers that has been considered one of the poorest in Spain. Galicia is at the forefront of a wind energy rush in Europe, which accounts for 80% of the global wind market. Ramon Ordaz Padilla is the Counselor of Industrial and Commercial Innovation for Galicia's government, based in the regional capital of Santiago de Compostela.
En Galicia, todo el mundo está de acuerdo, porque ve la energía eólica como una energía.
Mr. Ordaz says everyone in Galicia is in favor of wind energy, because they see it as a clean source of power that produces employment and income. Property owners are also earning money by renting out land that is unsuitable for agriculture to build wind farms. The Galician government has been a strong promoter of wind energy development and has subsidized part of the cost. But businesses like Ensir, a renewable energy subsidiary of the Spanish power company Endesa, see wind energy as a good investment. Manuel Gago Rodriguez, who heads Ensir's northern regional office, believes interest in wind energy is likely to grow. Mr. Gago also heads the local wind energy association, which includes many of the largest energy companies.
Renewable energies have a big potential for growing in the next years. We have been working very hard, not only in this, all the electric enterprises in Spain, and also other enterprises that have not relation with traditional electricity enterprises. Why we have to work in this kind of energy? Because it's necessary.
The newly ratified Kyoto Protocol to reduce global warming helps explain the new push to develop wind and other renewable energy sources in places like Galicia. Spain and other European countries are looking for clean energy alternatives to help curb their greenhouse gas emissions. But there is another reason advocates like Corinne Millet say wind energy is profitable. Mr. Millet heads the European Wind Energy Association based in Brussels.
Historically, the issue of climate change has been a major political driver for the wind industry in Europe, to the point now where it's a very successful affair. Growth rates in the sector across Europe have been in excess of 20%. Annual growth rates. We've got a situation now where you have about 34,000 megawatts of wind power installed in Europe, the market leader.
In Galicia, the wind energy industry has generated 2,000 new jobs, including those at the Faladora wind farm. Wind energy is also flourishing in Spanish provinces like Navarra, Aragon, and Castilla de León. Even industrialized Catalonia, which has traditionally relied on conventional power sources like oil and coal, recently announced plans to build up its wind energy sector. Today, wind energy accounts for about 6% of Spain's power. But Manuel Bustos, International Policy Director of the Spanish Renewable Energy Association, believes that figure will keep growing.
Regions that were lagging behind, they have realized they have missed something very important for the future. Spanish regions that have not installed a single wind power megawatt, like Extremadura, is ready for development.
Spain is not the only European country where wind energy is booming. Germany is the world's wind energy leader in total production, but Denmark, where about 20% of the nation's power comes from wind, ranks number one in per capita terms. Other countries like France, where wind energy accounts for about 1% of total power, still lag behind, but the European Union has stipulated that 6% of the region's total power production must be generated from wind by 2010. But along with the enthusiasm, opposition to wind power is growing. Some environmentalists claim the huge wind turbines kill many migratory birds. Fishermen in southern Spain worry that plans for offshore wind farms will disrupt fish docks and their fishing routes. Scientists note that wind by itself is an unreliable source of energy. And a number of European citizens groups complain the wind farms are an eyesore. Even in Galicia, where there appears to be little public opposition to wind farms, some officials worry that future wind energy generation may ultimately be curbed by just how many turbines local residents are willing to tolerate. But Mr. Ordas, the Galician government official, is optimistic about the future of wind and of other renewable energy sources here.
En este momento, 50% renovable.
Mr. Ordas says more than half of Galicia's energy comes from wind and clean power. He believes that figure may rise to 90% just 5 years from now. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Galicia, Spain.